All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's Thursday on The Usual Suspects, and I am happy to announce that all three of us are present and accounted for. Nick at the studio, Barry at his place. I'm here as well. And we're ready to roll with you for the next 3 hours and have some fun along the way. We appreciate you guys being suspects. And Nick, I have a question for you right out of the gate.
Yes, sir.
You and I have had our differences over the years, right?
Absolutely.
You and I have from time to time not seen things the same way, right?
Fair.
You and I have corrected each other from time to time when things aren't going our way, right?
Agreed.
Have you ever blocked me on Twitter, Nick, or have I ever blocked you?
You blocked Joel on Twitter, Barry.
Whoa.
Do we know the rules, or do you know the rules?
Wait. I didn't correct you.
Bitch, you ain't special. If you correct my spelling, you get blocked. I said I would do it to my mama.
There was nothing wrong with the spelling, Nick. He used the wrong word.
I'll dig up my dead grandma and block her if she corrected my spelling from the afterlife. It's just, that's how it goes, bro.
He used the wrong word. I didn't even correct spelling. But here's what's even worse than that. What's worse than that is, on first glance, Barry didn't do a damn thing about it. But old tattletale Fred Fowler had to go, Barry, he corrected you on Twitter.
I missed all of this.
Oh, that's Barry, fantastic. I'm out of poker tournaments and cigarettes, and I'm blocking him. Get him now.
And cigarettes.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. That's the best.
So then Barry says, Joel, he's blocked. And I'm like, yeah, okay, right, whatever.
Oh,
so I tried to
God.
Send Barry something. And it comes back to me and says, the person you're trying to tweet has you blocked. I'm like, oh, my God, he actually went through with it. I was like, all right, screw you. Then I can do this.
Zero tolerance policy, bro. You knew the rules. You knew
man,
the rules of engagement,
you.
Man. You
That's
knew
fantastic.
The rules. I told you, I think I've done this once, and then I unblocked you after a day. But I was like, nah, bro, like, I'm telling you right now, if my mama corrected my spelling on Twitter, bitch is getting blocked.
But here's the thing. I did not correct your spelling.
You did.
You used the wrong word.
Nope. I misspelled not with an E, and you corrected it.
Well, no, because you could use net, and it would still work. So instead of net, okay, fine. But you know what? I don't care.
I was wondering what kind of backlash I was. God dang, that was so funny, though. I'm out of poker tournaments and cigarettes.
I'm just telling you, man. For all the heat we take from them and how AJ's always telling everybody to toughen up, and then we've got the freaking tattle police over here. Stop it, man. God, can't escape it even when we're doing it from the house.
I'm dying. Oh, God, Joel, that was hilarious.
Jeez,
yeah,
I'm telling you.
That happened, though, Nick. Basically what happened was Greg tweeted and said, tweeted to us and was like, hey, man, I got to go get tested. So we were all like, oh, man, that sucks. Be safe. And Joel goes, think positive. I was like, probably not the best choice of words, Joel. Think positive when you got to get tested for coronavirus?
I said positive thoughts, but whatever.
But I said, so instead of probably not the best choice of words, I typed in probably net the best choice of words and misspelled it, and then he corrected me. And I actually saw Fred's tweet before I saw your correction, Joel. So just so we're 100%, it wasn't because he tattled. I didn't see your correction before I saw his tweet.
Okay.
So.
I stick with what I said.
You sound a lot clearer. Did you do something to your microphone?
No, sir. I did not. I did nothing.
Wow, you sound way better.
All right. Well, I'll keep it right where it's at.
Yeah.
Anything eventful in the last 24 since we last got
together? I had to take Oliver to the vet for surgery. And no,
surgery?
He's not transitioning, Joel, okay?
Just, no, regardless, he's too young to have surgery.
No, we're having him declawed, so.
Oh.
Yep.
So you're taking away more of his manliness. If the name wasn't bad enough, now you're taking away his claws.
Well, it's either that or he's going to have to find a new home. and I love the cat, so. Our last two cats were declawed. Some people, not really declawed kind of people. We talked to the vet about it because I was like, look, if it's going to hurt him or whatever, I don't want to do it. He goes, nah. He said that was back in the day, the way they used to do it, it was much more painful for the cats where they would just basically just take like wire snippers and just snip it at the bone.
Mm.
And just, yeah, and that was it. And so it would grow back and it would be these hard little, like he said, it was basically like they were walking on little rocks all the time. He said, but it's not like that anymore. We're very careful. There's no pain. He said, my cats are declawed, so... It's time, though. He's tearing up everything in the damn house. So, yeah, I had to go drop him off today. So, I had to put on pants. Damn it.
God, the streak is broken. And here I thought you were going to have Cal Ripken Jr. type numbers before all was said and done.
Well, they're off now. I put them on just for the trip down there and back. So, now we are...
It doesn't matter. It's like Cal Ripken saying we were only playing the Blue Jays. So, I'm back
That's
on
true.
It today.
It's
not going to happen. Sorry.
No. Yeah, and now I look like I'm in risky business. I've got on a shirt with underwear and socks, so looking sexy.
Just order pizza and you could be the new Domino's commercial or whatever it is. You'd be fine.
That is true. That is very true. Did you guys get out and do any yard work last night in that beautiful weather?
Yard work. Stop it.
I was all over it, yeah. I was just out there with the rake and just...
The rake?
Yeah.
That's the yard work you chose. There's no leaves. It's not fall.
Not your yard. I've got plenty of them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You still leaves? Have leaves from the fall, Nick?
I'm not cleaning it.
Oh, my God.
I thought you paid someone, Nick.
I bet your yard looks like a prison yard. Like, I bet, like, it just, all you need is, like a weight bench and a basketball court. And it would just end up in a fence. You're still raking?
I'm really not raking anything. I just, you know. I mean, that just shows how much I do outdoors.
Nick's
in front
bored.
Of my house.
Nick's bored, sort of past the time. He just grabbed a rake and started wandering.
I was like, yeah,
the yard.
Might as well do something. I'm a part of this neighborhood somehow.
I like that he made up something to do outside, and he's so bad at doing stuff in the yard that what he made up was just not even.
It didn't make sense.
No.
Yeah. That shows you how much I do for my yard. I just do not care.
Well, yeah. And let's be honest, Nick has been wanting to get a basketball hoop, and he's been clamoring for that. And Sylvester Turner has gone a long way towards stealing his fun, because when he couldn't purchase a basketball hoop, what's the next logical thing to do? Well, there's plenty of basketball hoops at playgrounds around the city. Not anymore, boys. Sylvester Turner instructed City of Houston workers to go take down every basketball rim on city parks in Houston.
Really?
And put cameras,
yep.
Right?
Yesterday. Yeah, because he said there were too many. He said in certain parks that he went to, there were not only games going on, which is with 5-on-5, but there was a great deal of spectators around the games. So to just kibosh it, he just decided, that's it, we're taking all the rims down.
I wonder how
what?
James Harden feels about that, because didn't he drop $250,000 for basketball hoops in low-income areas? I think it was like $240,000 that he dropped. So I wonder if any of those rims belong or was, you know, on the finances.
It's a
of
good
James
question
because
the Rockets over the years have done that too, where they refurbish basketball courts in city parks around. I wonder if the rims are down at the court across from Toyota Center. There's another good question.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because they have to be, right? If
yeah.
All of them?
Oh, yeah. Those are probably the first ones they took down.
I get. Like, you're not supposed to have the, you know, the 10 or more. But if someone wants to just pass the time instead of wandering aimlessly in their yard, and they just want to go shoot some hoops by themselves.
Well, that's the problem. It's a public place, so people can walk up and shoot with you, and you can't tell them not to get
near
you.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know if you saw this today, but I happened to turn on the TV and not play video games. And it said that now it can be... passed via, they think, I don't want to say it's definite, but scientists are suggesting that it could be passed by talking and breathing.
How close to another individual by talking and breathing?
They said, now this is a direct quote from what I was watching on the TV. The expert said it could be as bad as someone could be talking and breathing out and you walk through the breath because it could, they said it could potentially linger in the air. You could walk through it and get it. It's just getting crazy.
It really is, because I got on my neighborhood Facebook page, I got neighbors tattling on neighbors about social distancing, going, you know, hey, I sit on my back porch every night because it butts up against the trails. And I see a lot of residents really getting out and enjoying some fresh air and making sure they get out of the house, which is great. However, I've noticed multiple people that get way too close to the other people, including people on bikes who are riding side by side instead of front and back. And this is going to cause major issues when others try and pass and or when others congregate on the path. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Aren't we going too far with all this?
You know, I'll be honest, as bad as it's getting, I don't think there was almost 1,000 deaths just yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And when you first think, okay, there's 370 million people in this country, 1,000 people die, but man, 1,000 a day dying is a lot.
Yeah, the dying part, you understand that with all the testing and how frequent the testing is going on now with all these drive-through sites, that the numbers are bound to go up. The tested numbers, the positive number cases, as Nick said, even the numbers of people that have been there, done that, and had it. But the death toll is the one that really scares you, and it can't scare you any more than when the president and Dr. Fauci both come out and say, you know, the projected number of deaths when all is said and done could be between 100 and 200,000. That's scary, man. That is some very scary stuff.
It really is. I mean, I just saw a headline where New Jersey has 3,500 new cases. That's a lot, man.
Yeah, yep. And the other thing is, you know, why isn't every governor of every state just doing the right thing and saying, I'm putting the stay-at-home order on? You know, the governor of Florida waited till spring break was over and then said, it became apparent to me this was the time was right and this is the thing to do. It should have been apparent to you well before your beaches were jammed with idiotic young people who were fornicating and hammering drinks trying to get their spring break on, when in the process they were probably also spreading this stuff like crazy.
What's wrong with the fornicating part? You can fornicate with a mask on. Just don't, you know, eat chocolate donuts, because that's apparently how it could be passed. Don't go eating the chocolate donut, and you're good. Nora was telling me a story where 70 kids decided they were going to go to Cancun and got a jet for themselves. 45 of them now have coronavirus.
Idiot. University of Texas kids. All
not
going to
say that's what you get, plane. But.
And by the way, when in college. And I guess I direct this to Nick. When in college, could you ever consider?
I'm blocking you on Facebook. I'm going to friend you on Facebook and then unfriend you.
Hey, me and my friends are thinking about going to spring break. We're going to charter a big plane, not a private plane that's small. When you're talking about like 20 to 50 people, that's no little jet now.
Bro, that's those rich-ass UT kids.
God, mommy and daddy, I want to go to spring break with my friends. Can you get a 757?
God.
Jeez, must be nice. All right, we're just getting started here on The Usual Suspects. If communication stays clear between the three of us, we're going to be here till 4 o'clock. That means you guys can join us throughout the program. 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. Call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter. We'll be back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. Tomorrow's an FBI Friday. We'll have a comedian of the week. We'll have a lot of fun. But until then, we've got plenty more to get to today as we're just getting cooking here in the kitchen on the Suspects. And, fellas, this came to mind. Anna Cabrera of CNN put it out there, but I've seen it at several different sources have put this out there. What is the world coming to when CNN has confirmed that Dr. Anthony Fauci now needs personal security from law enforcement at all times due to an increase in death threats against him?
Why is he getting death threats? Who is he upsetting?
So I talked to Lisa about it, and obviously Lisa is my political expert, and she basically said because there's a lot of Trumpers that are not happy that because of his honesty, starting back when Trump was speaking at the podium and he at one point put his hand over his face like, you know, weeks ago, and then also leading into how many times when Trump set that Easter goal of being back up and running with the economy and everything else, and then Fauci always, basically shutting that notion down and becoming in with the reality juice and all that the Trumpers are upset that he constantly kiboshes any kind of good mojo that the president puts out there trying to get, you know, positivity and the economy going.
Okay, first of all, good mojo, it's just flat-out misinformation. It's not good mojo. It's just
– this is why I leave that to you. It's like I'm the quarterback, and I just hand the ball to you, Derrick Henry, and I go, now you go plow into politics here.
Well, it is. And look, I'm not picking on Trump because he's a Republican. I'm picking on Trump because he's a terrible president right now. He needs to be better at his job. And the fact that he dismissed this as nothing, he said it would go away. He said it was go from 15 to zero. All those things that he said in the past, that's why Fauci is needed, because there needs to be some rational truth that's given, some data, some scientific data, not just one guy's opinion, which is what the president was doing. So if you're mad because Fauci is telling the truth, get over it, because this is life or death. This isn't politics. It's life or death. For many, many people. And we're talking life or death because of misinformation. So, I mean, we can, if you want, I know Trumpers are going to text and call and block me and whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. The fact of the matter
Whoa,
is.
Wait. Hmm? Let's just be honest. You deserve it after blocking me. I just want to point that out.
So I'm just saying.
Don't care. Normally, I'd be on your side 100% on this, but on the blocking part, you guys go right ahead. You do what you got to do.
Please block me. That's fine. If my words upset you, because I'll tell you this, and I'm going to make my point about the fact that this is not about a party, because if this were a Democratic president that handled this the same way, I would say the same things. And I will tell you right now that there was no better person in office at the time that 9/11 occurred than President George W. Bush, because I love the way he handled it when the crisis happened. So don't start telling me that it's because I hate Republicans, because I don't. In fact, the reason I voted for Bush again was because of the way he handled 9/11 in the days and weeks that followed. Now, let's get back to the truth, which is this has been a disaster for the way he has handled it. And the fact is, I don't even care about the politics. I just want the truth. I don't want your opinion. I want the truth. I want the science. I want the data. So stop giving death threats to the one guy that's talking rational in the White House.
No, I'm with you from the standpoint of Anthony Fauci should not have any death threats, because the guy is the most warming, incredible, dose of honesty that the entire country and the world honestly needs at a time when you don't know what to believe with all the different information and misinformation that's out there. So, I mean, you're talking about the pamphlet that Pence has been, you know, shaking at you every time he gets to the podium. Well, that was 15 days. Well, they had to have it reprinted because now it's a 30-day plan. And I swear to you, this is crazy, but my niece works at a printing company in Milwaukee. They were deemed essential because they're printing that pamphlet to pass out to everyone, and then they had to do a rerun when the 15 went to 30. So that's what they're basing all of this on. But, I mean, you know, Fauci's a guy that, look, he cuts through the crap and just basically calls it like he sees it. I think, honestly, he bites his tongue a lot, because a lot of times he wants to say more, but he also tiptoes that very delicate line because he knows what they've been talking about in those meetings, and he doesn't want to poo-poo on the president.
Yeah, and he's trying to be respectful, and I totally get that. It's a tough place to be in because you don't want to disrespect the office of the president and the
right.
president himself by coming out and saying, nah, what he said is ridiculous and not true. But the problem is that Trump can't help himself. He's such a narcissist that he has to make this about him and his opinions rather than just, hey, I'm a leader and here's the people that know what's going on. I'm going to let them speak. I'm going to tell you that, you know, we're doing everything we can and I'm making decisions the best I can. And here's the smart people to say, but he's got to give his opinions. And it just muddies the waters and makes things 50 times worse.
I don't know what you're talking about, muddying the waters. He puts John Goodman behind him. And then when John Goodman comes to the podium, he wants to talk about intercepting drug lords in the Pacific,
oh my God,
in the Atlantic, when everybody is just dialed in to hear what's the latest on the virus.
And why is the MyPillow guy talking from
the
White
House?
Yeah,
that was 2 days ago.
That was bizarre.
Because he's using his materials and his factories. Instead of making pillows, they're making masks now. And it's a feel-good story.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no feel-good stories right now, fellas. We got to get through this.
No.
Yeah, all right, we're a half hour in, 2.5 hours to go. There is actually some sports to get to as well as some other things. If you guys got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join the show, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number, or that's the HRP listener line, by the way. You can also reach us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We'll continue with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city as we span the globe for...
Hey, a couple texts real quick. To get to him, shout out to BG. He said he's painting his baby's nursery with his pregnant wife. Pray for me, fellas.
Yeah.
She's probably bossing you around pretty good. I mean, I didn't mean that because he said he was listening. I hope you have an earphones, BG.
Yeah, boy, yeah. Probably should have given the earmuffs warning before or the headphones warning before that one.
Because
now, he's
going to
be painting the
angry.
Hallway. Yeah, he's going to be painting multiple rooms now.
Yeah, but congratulations to you guys, and I hope everything works out and the baby is healthy. Cowboy Trav wanted to know. He said, "Barry, how much is the declaw procedure? I need it because my cat Buddha is destroying my new couch." Because Cowboy Trav said he never thought about getting a cat before he listened to The Suspects, and when I started talking about cats, he decided to go get one, and he loves it. So you guys can suck it. And Cowboy Trav, it's about $250 plus tax.
Cowboy Trav, when your grapes descend, then you might want to think about a dog like Nick and I can tell you about because dogs are fantastic.
Yeah. Nick's dog is so manly.
Manly. Like, it's got a pink leash and everything. Like it's
a female. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that Joel lives in the 1980s with the stereotype that men have to love dogs and can't love cats, too.
I didn't say that.
You're... Then when your grapes descend, what was that? That was the direct
you can
shot
go. You don't have to just
if you own a
well,
cat.
Well, that means you don't have to just dip your toe into the pool and go with a cat. Be a full blown pet owner and get some dogs.
Maybe maybe he lives in an apartment and he can't get a dog. Maybe there's reasons he doesn't own a dog.
Maybe
like,
he's dumb and he listens
in this house
to you.
That we don't
own
a dog.
Fine, whatever. Next thing you know, he's gonna go out there and fertilize his lawn next week too. So there you go.
Well. He'd be smart. Somebody said y'all need to play Stacey's mom. Rest in peace to the lead singer. Corona got him.
Yep.
What?
51 or 52 years old. And, of course, Juggalo Trey was out there tweeting about it. And then AJ
I don't even
was
know what group that is.
Blasting
who sings
and...
to Stacey's mom? Do we know? Let me Google
it. Is it Fountains of Wayne?
It is. Fountains of Wayne.
I have no idea.
Yep, that's what
I have never heard of that group in my entire life.
Well, yeah.
I do remember this video.
Yeah, because it was, Rachel, the one that used to be married to Rod Stewart, the former supermodel?
Don't catch me lying.
Yeah, I think it was, she was a supermodel.
Rachel Steele?
Nope.
Rachel McNichols?
Nope.
Rachel Hunter?
Rachel Hunter. Yep, Fountains of Wayne, okay. Stacy's mom. Yep.
Not very hot now.
God.
Was hot back in the day.
Now, was the difference hot, is Stacy's if mom. You want over-the-top slutty hot, then you go to Blink 182 for all the small things because they use Janine Lindemuller, who was a porn star, and she was also
always
on the cover album.
I'm always down for over-the-top slutty things. Always. That is priority number one, for sure.
So, more middle-of-the-road pop top 40 sexy, then you go Stacy's mom. If you want the smut, then you go all the small things, which I don't know that they're referring to anybody that's watching the video or not, but it's a Blink 182, and Janine will get you then. So there you go.
Well, I think
either
we looked
way,
her up one time, didn't we?
I believe we did, yeah. She went off the deep end.
She was
used
not
to be
attractive,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I disagree with that. But she used to be just hot blonde, and then she just went and tattooed her entire body.
Well, she's not attractive now is what I meant.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know that
I mean,
she
lost it.
That. Yeah. She's also like 50, but
I think there's pretty much a rule you can't be attractive in your 50s as a woman. I think that's
well. You saw that the Sports Illustrated has, I believe she's over 50 for the SI swimsuit. They're now going to do it one model per edition per year. They're going to have an over 50 or an older model, and the lady that they had, her figure is fantastic.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Photoshop.
Nah, I saw it. She doesn't. I don't know. She's 56. Her name is Kathy Jacobs. I saw it.
Well, you sure did.
It's not.
I mean,
great,
she's
it's great
in shape.
For them. She's in shape for a 56-year-old woman. Absolutely, 100%.
Now, if you did that whole substitute her head with somebody else's face, would you?
You could be fooled possibly from the pictures, yes. But there's one picture where you can't be fooled. To be honest with you.
What's her name? I need to look this up.
Kathy Jacobs. Kathy with a K.
Oh, Kathy with a K. Of course she's over 50. Only women over 50 spell Kathy with a K.
Wait, time out, Chief. With all the different people that have funky spellings of names these days, I don't
know. Kathy Jacob. Bro, what did you say about her, Joel? You said she was hot?
No, I did not. I said she had a very
that's what you said.
Good figure.
Yeah.
And I asked Nick, if you substituted someone else's face or head on her body, would you think differently? And I believe that is the case.
Now, Barry, are you looking at the pictures from the New York Post? Like, which pictures? Because I don't know which ones you're looking at.
I just went to Google Images and typed in Kathy Jacobs. Okay. And I see her in a green kind of see-through bikini.
Okay, yeah. I see that one.
The yellowish
blue
one, the black trim.
The Sports Illustrated one with the blue top is a bit deceptive because
correct.
Okay. Well,
but the one next to that one is not deceptive. You see what I'm saying?
But again, you see what I'm saying. If you substitute what her face looks like and just look at her body, I think a lot of people would think that she's attractive.
I mean, they could have at least photoshopped out the C-section scar.
Okay.
Wait
that would have.
I didn't see
I
that.
Mean,
see, you didn't have to. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
It, so
why
you
did
brought
you,
it
I
up.
Mean?
I didn't notice.
There's
it.
Attention
notice
to detail, and then there's Barry. No wonder why when you roast people, people don't realize what they're in for because fine tooth combs.
I'm just saying. Why is it? I'm just saying. If you're gonna do a photo spread for Sports Illustrated, I'm not body shaming her. I'm just saying they touch up models all the time. You would think that if they were going to touch up a model, they would take out any scars, including C-section.
Some hot chick says, Barry roast me, sends pictures in a bikini, and he comes back. Why do you have pubic hairs in your belly button? I saw that when
wow,
I first
Wow, that would be weird
this.
If you had pubic
See?
Hair
and
in your
and you
belly
would notice it.
As a chick.
Yeah, you'd be like, those aren't supposed to be curly, ma'am. I'm going to start there.
but I'm just saying, you know, like you'll see, I bet you if you go and look at some of the body issues in ESPN with the athletes, I bet a lot of those like volleyball players that are in there and stuff, they would probably have knee surgeries and they Photoshop out the scars. So why wouldn't they do that for her?
The whole point is to, you know, say that they're beautiful regardless.
On the body from doing what they've done, yet they still can be seen as attractive. Is that what you're saying, Nicholas?
I believe that's the point. It's the same. It's a similar point, too, with the plus size swimsuit edition. Is that big is not necessarily ugly. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Isn't that a part of the point, or am I just crazy for saying this?
Yeah, it's about body shaming, and they want to erase the body shaming stereotype that's been associated. Even the whole Victoria's Secret and everybody else started doing it too because they knew that for far too long they've been hypercritical, and everybody thinks in order to be a model you got to be anorexic, and in order to be in a lot of these magazines and the Victoria's Secret stuff, you got to be like a certain size.
Here's the thing, because I'm going to be made out to be the villain, but I don't find her attractive, but it's because I don't find older women attractive. When I was in my 20s, I didn't find women in their 40s attractive. So now that I'm in my 40s, I don't find women in their 50s and 60s attractive. That's just when I'm 60. Oh, I'm sure she's going to be the hottest thing ever. But right now, it's just like, nah. I mean, good for her for not being ashamed of it and giving other women a positive image in her age group, but that just don't do it for me. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're just supposed to look at her. You're not supposed to do it because of her. I mean, I think that it's okay to just give a tip of the cap and go, maybe not my cup of tea, but the body
so,
itself.
So
is...
we'll judge every other chick in a bikini, but not the old ones.
Christie Brinkley posed at 63.
She's pretty well.
And people still thought she was
fine.
Hot. Like genuine, like younger dudes, like 30s and 40s thought she was hot. So, but I do see your point. Like you might find her, like when you're 56, you're going to find her. You're going to find Kathy to be incredibly attractive. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
But it's still,
I think Pamela Anderson, no longer attractive to me because she's older.
Jennifer Garner.
No. Nope.
She's getting up there, but I still think she's attractive.
Kate Beckinsdale?
I would have to look her up now. But, I mean, I never thought Jennifer Garner was all that hot.
She was attractive.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I was a fan.
She's all right. You know, at some point, Jessica Alba's going to lose her fastball and get old. And I won't find her attractive
anymore. J-Lo, we had a conversation of J-Lo or Shakira. J-Lo's over 50.
Yeah.
I don't know how old Shakira is, but she's older as well, right?
Shakira's our age. She's in her 40s. Well,
okay, so
my age.
Let me see. Shakira, shut up. Shakira age. Shakira's 43.
Yeah, my age.
J Lo
is your age.
Is 50.
Yeah. See, we all have our.
Jennifer Aniston. How old do you? First of all, how old do you think Jennifer Aniston is?
53.
Because you got so excited, I'm gonna say in her 50s.
Yeah, she's 51.
Maybe 48.
She doesn't look like it at all.
I knew she clear. I remember when she talked about her 50th birthday. That's why I knew she was over 50. But I think she's absolutely amazing, even at this age.
Wow.
They have a picture of her in a bikini at 51?
Dude, Jennifer Aniston's not that way. I mean, I don't know, but I haven't seen it. I just Googled her age.
Bikini? What do you mean not that way?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She's not one of those. She's not one of those, like, over the top attention hungries that have to do these kind of things.
Well, a bikini doesn't necessarily mean that. That could just be the paparazzi posting pictures of her in a bikini. It's not like she asked for them.
Mariah Carey's 50.
That was not very good.
What?
Oh boy.
He's looking at pictures of Jennifer Aniston.
This you knew that was not flattering at all. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that were like they were just trying to go
she
off
looks
on a
like
vacation
Jennifer
and
Aniston's
the camera
uncle.
Caught her?
That's yeah, crazy. She looks like Jennifer Aniston's uncle wearing a tube top.
Super.
This is not good. I'm going to post the link at the top of the rundown. You boys check that out.
Mariah Carey is 50. Angelina Jolie, 44.
Okay.
I'm just trying
to
see.
Gotta be 48 or under for me right now.
Okay.
All right, I posted the link at the top of the page. Go check out Jennifer Aniston and tell me how she looks in her 50s.
Nick, your girl Taylor Swift's only 30, so you're in good shape.
We're still good. We're still good.
Yep, still good.
She's still got time to do some squats.
God, here we go. Yeah, but don't anybody get mad at Barry now. No, don't do that. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got lots more to get to, but what you guys should be getting to, if you're looking to take care of your energy bills, especially during these tough times right now, and have a company that's going to work with you to find a great rate for you and a great deal, it's Infuse Energy. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, but better yet, you can call them 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you're going to notice something different because you're not going to get an automated system like some of the big energy providers. You're going to get a human being on the phone. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to get down to business, finding out that when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, is it for your business or your family? And then they're going to pinpoint the best rate and the best deal they could possibly give you. Along the way, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you're going to get a $25 bill credit on your first bill, and they're going to take it through until they get you to where you want to get to with your energy. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's also 100% green energy at your fingertips. They're going to take care of you because their customer service is second to none. Don't believe me? Well, then believe the ratings because they got a 5 out of 5-star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That's the best you can get. That's just another reason why you go to Josh Pestikoff and his staff. Check them out today. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by. And remember, infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
If you're a pro, Lowe's knows how hard you work every day. So it's important that others are working hard for you. We're here to help with the supplies you need to make critical repairs and the products your customers need to keep their homes safe and healthy during this important time. From our convenient curbside loading to spring savings on the products you need most, our focus is to help keep your business moving forward. Lowe's is pro ready, and we thank you for all you do.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the first hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city. Hope y'all are staying safe, practicing social distancing, not gathering in large groups, and making sure we do our part to make sure we get over this thing sooner rather than later. Barry, I heard by the smack of your mouth that you're ready to interject, so go right ahead.
Sorry, I know it's much more awkward when we're remotely, so I kind of have to get your attention.
No, it's actually that's the a better way to take cues, because now when you smack, I know you're ready. You got something. Okay. You got it.
Yeah. So I'm watching the news last night, waiting on Nora to get home. By the way, another 15-hour day for my poor wife, dude. She's gonna have like 80 hours this week in 5 days. It's crazy. So I'm watching the news, and they're talking about what's going on the East Coast, and they bring up the New York City Fire Commissioner's name, and his first name is Daniel. His middle initial is A, and I'm not going to say his last name, but I'm going to spell it for you, because I'm going to try to avoid as much controversy as possible. Because when I heard, what's the gentleman's name on CNN, the black guy, Don Lemon. Yes. When I heard him say this name, I was like, wait, what? No. And I immediately had to go Google if this was correct. But the New York Fire Commissioner's name is Daniel A. And then his last name is Nigro. And it sounds like you would think it would sound. And when Don Lemon said it, I was like, that can't be right. And it is. And the crazy thing is, I was like, well, let me go look this fella up. He's white. I'm telling you right now, if my last name was Nigro, I'm changing my name on my 18th birthday as a white guy. Y'all not doing that to me the rest of my life, getting my ass beat up every single time roll is called. Uh-uh. It's not happening. No way. I was stunned by this. So I posted it on my Facebook. And then I got reminded by a guy out of Dallas. Paul Varghese is a hilarious comedian out of Dallas. He goes, and we had this conversation. I forgot about it. He goes, this reminds me of Steve Kerr's son. And I was like, oh, snap, I forgot about this. Steve Kerr, in all of his wisdom, decided to name his son Nick. Go ahead and say it in your head real fast.
Got it. Thank
Just
you.
Say, mm-hmm. Yeah. What? Who's not? There's got to be some sort of checks and balances when you get names. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be, like, somebody needs to stop the curs and go, maybe naming your son Nick isn't the smartest thing in the world to do, curs. Okay? Let's not get crazy here. I don't understand it. That's fascinated me that there was actually – that's a last name.
I told you. I was stunned by that. The parents have to be smarter than that for sure. They have to realize, like I said, my junior high basketball coach – I understand his last name is Ness. I don't care what his first name is, but whether his middle name was Paul or Peter or whatever it was, you didn't think it through and go Don P. Ness when it shows up on like a check or something like that and not at least chuckle a little like you just did. It's like you didn't think for the rest of your life you are scorning this kid to realize he's going to trudge through every mortgage he signs, everything he's got to do formally. It's going to be just, you know, you can see the straightest of lawyer guy going, what was your name again? I mean, come on, man. And then I tweeted this morning.
But could you imagine calling the fire commissioner? Can I speak to Mr. Never mind.
Right.
I'll call back. I'm not saying that. You're not getting my ass beat for a phone call. I'm not saying that.
Well,
that just makes no sense. Somebody said, well, what would he change his name to? Daniel A. Cracker? He could get away with it.
Yeah. It'd be a lot easier to deal with. That's for sure.
Yeah. Be an easier life.
The other one that I actually sent out there today and said, this guy Matt Stevens did an interview. He put out there that Andy Katz, the college basketball analyst, put out for the Big Ten Network his top five centers in the Big Ten this year in basketball. And I said, lost in the name of all this was the center for Illinois. Because you don't care about – I obviously know you guys don't care who the five guys were on the list – but the center from Illinois' name is K-O-F-I, first name, C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N, last name.
Oh, Coffee. Old Cockburn. Yeah.
I was like, isn't that?
Oh,
no, and the
Cockburn.
First name of Coffee.
Okay.
So is that not
Settle
a Seinfeld
down,
episode? Is that not the Seinfeld episode with the drive-thru hot coffee? Hey, guess what? I wanted to get a cup of Joe, and I got Coffee Cockburn. That's a Seinfeld episode in my book.
See? He had to go there. I was just saying his name.
I did, too. His name is Coffee Cockburn. He's the center at Illinois. You can look it up.
Somebody texted the show and said, Don Lemon can say that guy's name. Joe Exotic can't? Come on, man.
Oh, wow.
Now, how come they can say it and I can't say it? These fellas out here get to say it. How come I can't say it? I'm telling you, it's just not the same. Carol did it.
Oh, my God. One of our loyal listeners, Mike Huntley, has a great point as well.
Who?
Mike Huntley. Well, you're on the right page because he said, bro, what y'all are talking about is exactly why I didn't name my son after myself.
Oh, I see. Oh, my God. Smart move, sir.
Oh, when we were kids. I think that the statute of limitations means I'm not going to get convicted for this anymore. We were kids. We had this device that went. You could put it into like a boombox or whatever, and then it had like a suction cup, and you put it on the side of the receiver of the phone, and it would record the whole conversation. And we would literally be like the Jerky Boys before the Jerky Boys, calling up different establishments and asking at the bar or the restaurant, hey, I'm looking for my dad. His name is Mike, you know, and then just have people going, hey, and then hear everybody chuckle, and then we would hang up, and we saved the best.
So you're Bart Simpson.
Yeah,
like
pretty
Bart
much.
Simpson.
Yeah, before Bartholomew J. Simpson, I was doing it. Yep. Tell you what, there was.
Grow up, Joel. No, I'm just kidding.
There was a lot of jocularity. My dad's softball team was sponsored by a Chinese restaurant. And so we knew it enough to know that, and we knew the people that worked there enough to know that there was a lady that was kind of naive that way, that was the bartender and the hostess. We nonstop would have different names that we would call, and she would do it. And we got a chuckle, but then people said, well, some of my friends, how do you know she's gonna play along? I was like, well, the other night, you know, because after every game, the guys would go to the bar and hang out there to support the sponsor, right? Well, one of the guys thought it would be funny if he put his old school cup on the bar. And if you remember now what a cup looked like back in the day, it was like hard plastic, but it had holes, kind of, you know, holes mm-hmm. all the way through and everything like that.
Like a hockey mask for a little person.
Exactly right. And the bartender, she comes up and she's like, you guys want another round, blah, blah, blah. And she looks at the bar and she goes, what's that? And one of the guys, completely thinking that she wouldn't take him seriously, said, oh, it's a temporary oxygen mask. And she goes, oh, let me give it a shot. And everybody was like, oh, my. And even me at a young age, I'm looking at this going, oh, you're not supposed to do that. But then I kind of thought about it and goes, you know what? If there's anybody that's going to yell that real loud, I think I know the person.
It would be great. She was like, this smells familiar.
Oh man. It smells like Barry on day two without a shower.
This is oddly familiar. By the way, Nick, you can go to hell. I'll block you too. Okay. Oh,
struggling with some technology there, huh, Barry Laminek?
Well, first of all, you could tag.
I wouldn't know because I'm
be
blocked.
Able to see my tweets.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I'm actually
totally forgot about that.
And seeing the account owner limits who can view their tweets, and you're blocked. Kiss my ass.
Well,
Barry.
Joel, don't say I don't have your back.
Here's what's gonna happen.
But your boy Barry is struggling.
You're gonna be kissing his ass, and you're not gonna get any of that liquor, and
it's
you
not
will
true.
Have
totally not
all
true.
That ass.
I'm stocking
totally
up.
Nothing. False. That's totally false. I recycle gift cards with Nick. I take care of the man. There's no doubt in my mind. He will see some of that booze. Mm-hmm.
You guys going to do it or what?
Well, I mean, it'd only be sloppy seconds since you got there.
I broke up with him before we did it. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, okay, Virgin Mary. I mean, Virgin Barry. All right, we'll continue to roll on with more of the first hour of the show. Matter of fact, that's it. We're going to get into the second hour of the show next. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.